The last place the seven companions had all been together was the outskirts of Timonville. This was where the two groups met back up, roughly 10 minutes after Doc's team had shaken their pursuers.
Find anything good?
Some rambunctious teenagers.
Yeah, us too. Hanging party.
They tried to shoot us.
They were hell-bent on destroying the buildings. They weren't even searching them that we could see. Just torching them or smashing them with hammers. They even used some explosives.
Which tells us they've got all they need.
They must have a lot of ammunition. Like Doc said, they tried to shoot us and they weren't really precious about how many shots it took.
Ammo's something we have run bastard low on. And it's something we do need.
It's impossible, John. There are too many of them, and they're just kids.
Lethal kids, but I take your point. Plus, we don't know where they're storing their ammo, which puts a wrinkle in liberating it for ourselves.
Back to square one.
More like onwards to square two. We got trouble dead center. 8 wags, plus maybe 80 or 90 hostiles.
Children.
Hostile children. We go around due west, bypass all the crazy, and be on our way.
That seems an admirable prospect.
You talk funny.
No, I speak properly.
Then we got us a plan.
It was at that moment that things took a turn for the worse.
People coming.
Yeah. Move. Triple red.
JB led the way, running across the three-way intersection, completely exposed. A flood of figures came from the side street, and more came from up ahead.
Black dust. They're coming from all ways.
We're trapped.
JB glanced around. There were more figures following the path that Doc and his group had taken, presumably the same ones that they had escaped from not 10 minutes earlier.
Not yet, we're not.
Ricky grabbed Eden's arm, directing her toward a row of clapboard houses whose windows had been boarded up. The others were gingerly moving in the same direction, weapons in hand. Then a flaming arrow whizzed through the air, plummeting down on the street in a shower of fire. A second fiery arrow followed, and a third, coming from the street up ahead where they had been headed. One struck the ground not 5 feet from where Mish was running at the back of the group, and she deftly leapt aside.
Ah! Too close!
When the companions reached the closest of the houses, Jack up front smashed the door down with his shoulder. They rushed in, thinking on their feet, just trying to avoid the converging forces.